Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Well, we're going to take a look at marijuana from two perspectives. One from the recreational perspective and then one from the medical perspective. This is Lars Danielsson on bass. The song is entitled Suffering. He'll be joined by a pianist who is outstanding as well, but wow, listen to his bass. All that is just the bass player. And there is more, so be on the listen out. I'll be definitely letting you hear more of this group. I'm telling you what, they can play. But let's take a look at marijuana. I want to ask you something before we delve into it. Have you made a decision as to whether you think that marijuana is something that should not be used at all by anyone under any circumstances? Or have you decided that it really is okay to use marijuana as long as you're using it only for medical purposes? Or have you decided that it's okay to use marijuana even for recreational purposes? And you know what I want to ask you related to those three questions. What do you base your decision on? If you say, well, I think it's okay to use medicinally because, followed up with because. If you say, well, I think it's okay to use it as medicine, and I think it's okay to use it just for fun, just recreationally, because. Follow it up with that because. Explain why you've taken that position. If you say, no, I don't think that marijuana should be used for medicine or recreationally, follow that up with because. Now, I know that one of the challenges that a lot of us would have when it comes to the way we wrap our minds around the use of marijuana could be that for decades, actually for centuries, and I do mean literally centuries, marijuana has been used by many exclusively for recreation. The knowledge that most of us have when it comes to how the use of marijuana has really been publicized has to do with recreational use. Now, that's, again, with regards to the way it has been publicized. Just about recreational use. When you talk about in recent decades, that's about all any of us have been familiar with. When it comes to the use of marijuana, strictly about fun. All the use was recreational use. And when we begin to associate something in one way, it can be very difficult for us to see it in another way, even if the other way is valid, legit. Well, with the help of Health Day and WebMD, I want to share with you some perspectives on marijuana. And again, first, we'll look at it from a recreational perspective. And then later on in the day, we'll look at it from a medicinal perspective. Speaking of medicinal purposes for marijuana, have any of you been somewhat encouraged by, or maybe very encouraged, by the reports that you've heard regarding the good that marijuana can do if it's used for medicinal purposes only, and you were concerned as to whether or not it would be permitted for an affliction, an ailment, a medical problem that you or someone you know has. Because isn't it interesting that even when there was talk about how beneficial marijuana can be if used only medicinally, some of the people, particularly state legislators, and I'm not saying only, but particularly state legislators in some states, at least, were particular about who would be able to benefit from the use of medical marijuana. Now, I'm only focusing right now on medical marijuana. They proposed very, very diligently that medicinal marijuana was truly of great benefit, but they wanted to limit the people who could benefit from it. And so they looked at illnesses and they decided to cherry pick the illnesses so that people suffering from these illnesses could use medical marijuana, but no one else could. I tell you, the logic of Homo sapiens. All right, so we'll look at medical marijuana a little bit later. But right now, as I mentioned, I want us to start with recreational marijuana, just using it for fun. And you notice I said using it. I know for a long time, the way that people preferred to use it was by smoking it. But that's not the only way we know now that marijuana can be ingested. So this is what I want us to take a look at as marijuana use is picking up steam. There is a finding that recreational marijuana has led to a spike in emergency room visits. And so Health Day is saying that if Colorado is any indication, the legalization of marijuana comes with a downside. Researchers reported that emergency departments across the state of Colorado saw a sharp spike not only in ER visits, but in marijuana-related visits after recreational use of pot products was made legal. So you get it now. After recreational use of marijuana products was made legal, the emergency departments didn't just see a sharp spike in visits to the ER. They were able to nail down a sharp spike in marijuana-related visits after recreational use of pot products was made legal. Now, again, I want us to look at this subject with an open mind. Because, you know, part of what we do is about learning more. That's one of the ways that we grow, develop, by learning more. And, of course, it is very difficult to learn more as long as we're going to keep our minds closed to new facts, different facts, different from the ones that we've been embracing, no matter what the topic may be about. We listen with open mind and a readiness to change our position if it turns out that our position really wasn't the best position. That's what leads to growth and development. Of course, with that, we have to be strong because so often it can be so easy to just say, hey, you know what? I've already formed my opinion about this. I have already taken my position. I'm not willing to change my position on this for any reason. Sometimes that's appropriate. For instance, a person says, you know what? I've made the decision that I'm not going to commit adultery under any circumstances. That is a good moral decision, and it is good to stand so fast with that position that you do never change. On the other hand, to look at something that may be of ethical concern or of other type of concern, and just have the mind made up, no matter how much evidence you present to me, I'm not going to change my mind. I'm not going to change my position. Sometimes being closed-minded can be harmful, destructive even. So let's really evaluate, assess, critically analyze our own positions and determine what types of positions really should be open to change. Now, having said that, I know that there are people who have argued for years, for decades, that recreational marijuana is fine. People should be able to smoke just for fun. And I'm saying smoke now because, again, there's more than one way of ingesting marijuana. It's not just about smoking anymore. But let's hear what they have to say about marijuana, and let's see if they share with us what was it about marijuana that led to these spikes in marijuana-related visits to the emergency rooms. For the study, the researchers analyzed data on almost 10,000 patients seen at the UC Health University of Colorado Hospital Emergency Department from 2012 to 2016. And this was their finding. More than threefold increase in marijuana-associated visits took place during that time. From 2012 to 2016, almost 10,000 patients. The number of visits that patients had seen in 2012 due to marijuana-associated visits jumped three times by 2016. Visits due to inhaled marijuana were most common, but the investigators found that visits due to edible marijuana products were much higher than expected. They were expecting to have an increase in visits associated with smoking marijuana. They also expected to have more visits due to marijuana that people were eating, edible marijuana products, but they were not expecting it to be as high as it turned out to be. While nearly 11% of emergency visits were attributable to edible marijuana, only 0.32% of total marijuana sales in the state were for edible products. Okay, that's telling us something about the safety factor. So here it is again. When they looked at the percentage of edible marijuana products in the state of Colorado, the total amount of edible marijuana sales, edible marijuana products, was 0.32%. So please hear that zero. 0.32%. 0.32%. That's all that the edible marijuana amounted to in sales. However, the emergency visits were attributable 11% of emergency visits were attributable to edible marijuana. Now, we're going to be getting more information as to what may have led to that very, very high percentage of emergency visits due to edible marijuana as we go. Compared to inhaled marijuana, the proportion of edible marijuana-related visits was about 33 times higher than expected. In addition, emergency department visits for psychiatric events and cardiovascular symptoms, we're talking the heart now, the mind and the heart, psychiatric events, cardiovascular symptoms, were more likely to be due to edible marijuana than inhaled marijuana. Was anyone assuming, any of you listening, or anyone you know, assuming, concluding that edible marijuana would be safe and probably much safer than inhaled marijuana. These findings are saying something very different, aren't they? The report by Dr. Andrew Monti, who's associate professor of emergency medicine at the University of Colorado School of Medicine, and colleagues were published in the Annals of Internal Medicine, and their findings have important clinical and public health implications, according to an accompanying editorial from U.S. National Institute on Drug Abuse Experts. Listen, this is what they said. The slower rate of absorption of THC, still commonly called tea, in the edible products compared with inhalable products makes it harder for users of edible cannabis to gauge the doses that are required to get the desired high. And of course, we know that THC, is the chemical in marijuana that causes intoxication. It causes the high. That tea in the edible products absorbs more slowly than the inhalable products, and so it's harder for people to know how much they're actually getting. Also, the wide variety of innocuous-looking edible marijuana products can lead to overconsumption. And that can be compounded by inaccurate labeling of cannabinoid content in edible products. So you have a multifaceted problem here. Products labeled incorrectly. People looking at the way the marijuana is packaged. For instance, it looks like a brownie. And some do look like brownies. And so they look at it and it looks harmless. And so they conclude they can eat quite a bit of it. They can consume quite a bit of it. And all of that, along with what we mentioned earlier about the whole notion of people not knowing how much they're actually ingesting, particularly when they eat. So future research into the effects of marijuana should focus on tea, the THC, and the cannabinoid content, but should also focus on how it's taken, the doses consumed, the sex, age, body mass index, and medical conditions for which it might be prescribed. Greater oversight of manufacturing practices, labeling standards, and quality control of marijuana products marketed to the public may also be advisable, according to the experts at the U.S. National Institute on Drug Abuse. When we come back, let's focus on medical marijuana. See what your position will be about that matter. Back in just a few.